Hello and welcome to another episode of Marriage and a Tightrope. I'm Alan.
And I'm Katie.
And we're still married. Katie, this is an impromptu episode that has no notes, and you don't even know the topic. Does that make you worried?
Nah, never.
Tomorrow, this will actually probably come out well after the first day of school, but tomorrow is the first day of school. And with the first day of school, what is something that sometimes happens in an LDS household?
The night before, blessings.
A father's blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about that. I know you have as well, because we've talked about it a little bit. I know that this can be a difficult moment for both people in the marriage, because if the husband or the father is the one that has transitioned away from the church, many of us are not comfortable, or the believing spouse is not comfortable with the unbelieving spouse giving a priesthood blessing. I am not in a place where I would give a priesthood blessing, but I absolutely feel worthy and the responsibility to bless and, this sounds, to drop down to a different term, speak to my kids and wish them the best of luck in an upcoming school year.
So pray over them.
Pray over them, that's fine. So that's very much something that I feel that I should do. In fact, today received a message from a family member that offered to give our kids a priesthood blessing before school started if I wanted them to. And it was done in a very considerate way. I didn't take any bad intention with it at all, because there was none. It was a very nice offer, and I explained to him, that's great, I plan on doing it myself, and I feel that it really is up to the father, the parents, really, both the parents, to decide what is best for their family, and I'll be doing it the best way that I can. But I had a thought and wanted to talk to you about it, Katie. Because the thought that I had was, when we sit down as a family tonight and it's time to pray over our kids, why does it have to be me?
Oh, geez.
Why does it have to be me for all four kids? What if we take turns?
Doing what exactly? Just saying a prayer?
Yeah, saying a prayer.
Are you like laying your hands on someone?
I don't know. I mean, neither of us would be doing anything in the name of any kind of priesthood.
Are you praying to a god?
I'm not. You can.
Hmm.
My prayer would be very much a prayer of encouragement, a prayer of mindfulness for them to try hard, to do their best, to don't be a bully, don't be mean, reach out to the people that can help you. Because there's a lot of people in your circles. Like, I'm very comfortable giving a prayer like that. And that's basically a blessing, what a blessing is. It's just not declaring it in the name of anybody or in using any kind of priesthood. Because of that, I thought, well, it would be really cool for Katie to be involved with that. If you wanted to say a prayer over one or more of the kids in preparation, we're not going to be laying our hands on anybody. I don't have any kind of special power. I don't have any further ability to bless them than you do.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I feel like I pray over the kids all the time because they're my kids and I pray about them. But in that setting, I'm happy to say a prayer. I think that we should let the kids choose.
Yeah, we can just talk to them.
If the kids want you to do all of them, that's fine with me. That doesn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but we can offer it to them and say, hey, we want each of you to have a special moment where the prayer is all about you, and you can choose if you want mom or dad to say it,
yeah.
Or both. God's cell phone has three-way conferencing. We can both say the prayer.
It's got FaceTime.
Right?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. I don't know. I'd like to try it.
I don't think it'd be awkward. It's just a prayer.
No, not at all. It's one of those like, okay, the paradigm has shifted. We can do things different now. We can do things the way that we'd like to. And including you and blessing the kids seems like a natural, if not good, better way of doing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. That's what we're going to do. We'll report back in a future episode about how that went.
Or just in a couple hours, we'll come back on. And
We can continue this.
We'll continue this episode.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I like that.
We will pause this, or the next time you hear us come back, maybe we'll play 30 seconds of some song that we like right now as a transition, and then we'll come back and talk about how the blessing experience went.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, talk to you soon. Myself a real good time. I feel alive. And we're back. It's actually the next day, Monday, and
we didn't have time to do it last night.
Yeah, we didn't. We ran out of time. We had company over and they stayed late. But we just got done with the experience, and elephant in the room, Katie got emotional during the second prayer / blessing. Katie, do you want to talk about what you were feeling? We just walked upstairs, so this is a live reaction. We haven't talked about it yet.
Coming to you live from the Mount's living room.
That was a little Tab Cats reference, wasn't it?
That's right. After a family home evening, Alan asked the kids if we could do this prayer thing. And we put a chair in the middle of the room, and whoever was up could go sit in the chair. And then Alan said, and you get to pick who gets to say the prayer. And Alan said to our youngest, who would you like to say the prayer? And I just assumed that he would say one of us, but he named his brother Hayden, who's 11. And at first, we looked at each other like I don't know.
And then we kind of went, well,
okay.
All right.
So then our 11-year-old prays over the kindergartner, who's about to start kindergarten next week. And it was a great prayer.
It was. It was really nice.
And then our daughter, who's 7, gets in the chair, and we said, okay, who do you want to pray for you? And she said, Jackson, the oldest, who's 13. And so I got kind of emotional during it because he said, like, he is by far our most difficult child, and we talk to him about words, and we say words matter, words matter, words matter.
Words have power.
And a lot of times it doesn't even feel like he listens to what we're saying. But listening to him pray over his sister, he talked about all of the really beautiful things that she does, how she's so smart and how she's so kind and how she's so loving and how she'll have a great year this year. And he just went on, and I cried through it.
You did.
Yeah, it was a different kind of power that I felt from coming from a sibling. And I guess it was just really unexpected that it just felt so sweet and natural and genuine. And I was coming from a sibling, and it was so nice to hear that. And so then our 11-year-olds picked me, and then our 13-year-old picked Alan. And so we all had a chance to pray over each other, and it was a really sweet experience. It was great that we all got to say a prayer for someone else. Maybe we should have asked them to pray for us. We didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, we can. I think that this was kind of an unexpected thing where it started with them picking a sibling and not even picking us. So I think it was really cool just to have every person sit down in the chair. No hands were placed anywhere. Everyone said the prayer the way they wanted to say it. That includes me. I didn't say it in the name of anybody or addressing it to anybody. It was addressed to Jackson, who asked me to give him the prayer. So it was a cool experience. I agree. It really was. I hesitate to ask, but I feel like I have to ask. When I saw you crying, I was worried, like, you were upset, you were mourning, like, what they used to be. Was there any part of that, or were you in the moment not thinking about that, and you were just thinking about how cool of an experience it was with the siblings?
Yeah, no, I was not thinking about how sad this was. I seriously thought the whole time, I can't believe that this 13-year-old brother is saying this about his 7-year-old sister, who he treats just like a little nuisance most of the time.
Right.
And to hear so many nice things come out of his mouth, and to see how sincere again and genuine he was, and really real, it just made me feel really good about being a parent. When most of the time I feel really crappy about it being a parent, because you never do it the right way. And anyway, so I thought it was a really sweet experience, and it was really unexpected and cool that we could all benefit and participate in it. We're going to keep it short and sweet here, guys.
That's so right. There's we won't belabor the point.
There's our experience. If you feel similar or prompted to do the same, go for it and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. What do back to school blessings look like in your mixed faith marriage? Send us an email. Go on to Facebook. There is a thread that someone started today that had to do with back to school blessings. So you can share, find that thread. You can search in that Facebook group. We're going to do an episode about the Facebook group soon, because we really are making a push for that to be, we're putting a little more effort into it, a little more thought into it, because we want it to be a very positive experience for everyone, especially that believer side. Thanks very much for listening. This has been Alan.
And this has been Katie.
MarriageOnATightRope@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks so much for listening. We're going to see that it was better that we grew up together. Tell me you don't want to leave, because if change is what you need, you can change right next to me. When you're high, I'll take the lows. You can ebb and I can flow. We'll take it slow and grow as we go. Grow as we go. Grow as we go.